This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's go to the defensive side of the football. Give me your breakout candidate. A little bit harder here. I mean, if you get counting stats, you know, you could come up with sacks or interceptions for certain guys. But give me somebody that goes from we're not counting on this to plays well.
Javonte Jean-Baptiste. You know, I think that he could be a solid
opportunity
player.
Opportunity will be there, yeah.
Yeah, and look, I don't think he's suddenly going to take Dante Fowler's role and end up with double-digit sacks, but they really just need somebody opposite Dorrance Armstrong that can give them solid play. And I think they have one of those guys. I think that's going to be Dietrich Wise, but we see this with teams all around the NFL. It's not just your starting four defensive linemen that get a lot of play. Like, your other rotational guys are going to get significant play. I think Javonte Jean-Baptiste, when he was on the field last year, was effective. Were his numbers great? No, but I think that he can be someone that has a role for this football team. So I think that he could be a little bit of a breakout because there really are no expectations for him, but I think he could be helpful this season.
My breakout guy is Will Harris. He's going to start at safety. And everybody has already done this where they've gone, well, they've downgraded at safety. They lost Jeremy Chinn. Do you think this team, with these guys in this front office, with this coaching staff that's got a pretty good grasp, it seems to me, of defensive players and personnel, would just let somebody go out the door and not have a pretty viable, smart, capable candidate that thinks going to fit in their system? I bet you we're singing Will Harris's praises in the first month of the season.
Interesting.
I think that guy starts. I think that guy plays well opposite Quan Martin. I think that guy's going to deliver highlight reel hits. I think that guy's going to be a glorified kind of linebacker plus in the new way the NFL goes, where your box safety is basically now a linebacker on a lot of downs. I think that guy's going to play well in this scheme and system. I think you're going to see him. The same way it felt like you saw Jeremy Chinn, feel like you saw Mikey Sanders still like in on every tackle, right? Always around the ball. I think that's coming for Will Harris. I think that dude is going to end up playing really, really well, and nobody's counting on it.
That's an interesting one. Yeah, I think when you look at they're kind of comparable in some ways. Like, I'm just looking at their PFF grades to get an idea. The numbers are worse for Will Harris, but
absolutely.
Overall grade, 61.5 for Harris. Pass rush grade was a 61. Obviously, he's a safety, so not going to do a ton of that. Run defense was a 63, and coverage was a 60. Jeremy Chinn for run defense was a 72. Coverage was a 66, so slightly down. But for bang for your buck, I do think that he could end up being a nice piece for this defense. My disappointment on the defensive side of the ball, I hate it. I hate to do this. I think it's going to be his final year in Washington. I think Daron Payne.
Yep. I think that's the obvious candidate,
yeah,
right?
I think at this point, the ship has sailed, and we already see the writing on the wall with what happened with John Allen, because John Allen was actually solid last year, I thought. And then, especially when he came back from injury, I thought he was impactful. The last time we saw Daron Payne be impactful was when he was up for a contract, really. He's had some flashes. There have been times where it's like, whoa, Daron Payne for those three plays on that drive was dominant.
Yeah, you remember there was it the Denver game? It was like a couple years ago. It's sad that you can reference this one sequence, but there was a Daron Payne drive where Denver got nothing because that guy took over for the series, and you go, that's in there somewhere. Why can't we get that more regularly?
Yeah, so I think we're just not going to see that. We'll see flashes from time to time, and don't get tricked. Every single time that we show up to training camp early on, they had their way. John Allen and Daron Payne would always dominate early in camp. Maybe it'll be different because the O-line is slated to be better this year, but don't be surprised if Daron Payne, first couple days of camp, everyone's like, wow, look at how good he is. It happens every year, and then perennially when the actual football starts, it's disappointing. I think it's going to be the end of the road for Daron Payne. He'll be serviceable. He'll be a good starter. He'll help you out, but he's not going to be an impact player like he's paid to be.
So that's there. I think there are a couple candidates here. I mean, just based on what they paid Javon Kinlaw, I don't think you're getting that production. Again, I hope I'm wrong. It would be a kind of a fork in the road for their offseason, really, for this defense. But my answer, it feels like I'm beating the dead horse on this one. I know he's missing OTAs, but it's Lattimore.
Yes.
I'm just not a believer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And the excuse is, hey, he was never 100% last year. He came here, he was hurt, missed more time than everybody thought, and that hamstring injury just kind of kept dragging and dragging and dragging. And I understand it. I tore my hamstring where you can't make it go. It's not a toughness thing. It's not a competitive thing. It's not a desire thing. If you want it to fire and it doesn't fire, there's nothing you can do, right? So I understand maybe that was the main issue. It seemed to me to be beyond that. It seemed to me, just my early feeling, early returns on this, and again, who knows, but that New Orleans got one over, that they got a third, fourth, and a sixth out of it. And we were, at the analogy I used with you yesterday, Tobes, is that we were rowing 2,000 meters, and we got to the 1,700 mark and had a broken oar. And somebody came along and said, hey, man, you want an oar? And we said, well, yeah, we're here. We got a chance to do something pretty cool in this race. We should probably take that oar. It's going to cost you. No, I understand. I'm not worried about it. I'll pay it right now. Now in the fog, that was, in the fog of war. Now that you've got some time to remove, you go, damn, I don't think I would have done that deal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he plays well. I'll shut up. I'll apologize. I'll say whatever I have to say. But I'm not a believer. I just don't think it's going to happen. And now we're kind of starting with this OTAs thing. And I don't know if it's a contract thing. I don't know if it just doesn't feel like it. I don't know what I don't know. It doesn't look good to me. And the vibe isn't good. He didn't play real well. They've got ready-made replacements, be it Sandra Still, Jonathan Jones, Trey Amos. I don't think you do what you did if you go, oh yeah, that's a lockdown. We're just fine there. I think you've kind of prepared for life with or without him.
Yeah, and I think Michael Phillips on earlier on the Blitz basically said he's not guaranteed a spot out of training camp.
Yeah.
And I think that's interesting because the reality is he's not. You'd save $16 million if you just moved him right now and you were done. So he's not guaranteed anything. And you have a chance now. Like, we all say, rookie corners, it takes some time. What if Trey Amos is just awesome right away? Early reports and everything is so early, it's OTAs, but they say he looks fluid, looks solid, looks like he could be someone. But what if he is? And you have Jonathan Jones, who's been solid throughout his career. Mm-hmm. And Sam Ristill's a good corner, showed that he can play outside. He has that versatility. What if it's just like, you know what? It was a nice try. It was a swing and a miss. It's better to have that cap space throughout the season. And he's a net negative on the football field for us. Adios. Like, that's crazy to think that could happen, but it's not out of the realm of possibility. And it might even be something that's a legitimate possibility we'll stare in the face pretty soon.
Yeah, I hadn't considered, and until Phillips brought it up, the, training camp time or, after kind of right now. I thought once they went through this beginning of the offseason where they signed who they signed, drafted who they drafted, we weren't going to be in that place where they moved on from him. Maybe that's still on the table. Maybe that's still in the cards. If you come to training camp and it's like, you know what? He ain't moving around that great. And, the salary part of it is obviously right there at the core of it, right? Where you don't lose very much in terms of a cap hit. You gain a bunch of space. To me, though, my math, my rudimentary brain goes, I use cap space in the offseason. If I'm going to do that, I would have already done it. I would have used that $16 yes. million to go sign one of the better corners that was out there or something else. They didn't. So doing it later didn't occur to me, but I suppose that's a real possibility.
Yeah, I mean, you could move on if he's just a net negative for this football mm-hmm. team. And there are still guys that are out there that you could potentially go. I'm not 100% sure that this is fully updated, but it's looking like a Bradbury. I haven't seen him sign anywhere. I think old friend Kendall Fuller is still out there. And if you're looking at it and saying he's going to be maybe our fourth best corner, then yeah, he's not worth it. He's worth having that extra bit of space for the season. Rasul Douglas, Stephon Gilmore. I mean, there's some names out there that you can go get that are going to be less of a headache as well. And the other part about this, too, did they know that he was going to skip OTAs? We'll never know. But if you expected him to be there and he's just not there, it's not helping his case, right? Like, again, it's voluntary. I get all that. You could have just showed up, too. Like, it wouldn't be a problem for you to show up.
Wouldn't it have been cool if you just volunteered to show up? Yeah, wouldn't that have been awesome?
You could have been there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.